Hi, my name is Nicole Suarez. I just would like to say thank you and for listening to my second episode on this five-part series on bulimia nervosa. I just want to start off by saying what causes bulimia nervosa. Bulimia is an eating disorder that impacts an individual's mental and physical health. Though we often visualize someone suffering with bulimia to be a young white woman, anyone of any gender, race, ethnicity, or background can struggle with the disorder. Those battling this disorder most often experience intense binging episodes followed by compensatory behavior such as purging or overexercising. Though the causes of bulimia are extremely complex, they can be broken down into four categories, such as biological factors, including traits we inherit via our genes, developmental factors, including our personalities and childhood trauma, psychological factors, including undiagnosed mutually occurring mental illness, and sociocultural factors, such as diet control and thin ideal. Researchers have several theories about the causes of bulimia nervosa, but no single theory accounts for all possible causes and symptoms. Most of the current theories about the disorder relate to the self-perceptions about body image, such as size, shape, and weight, as well as mood and depression and genetics. But researchers and clinicians do not know why one person develops the disorder while another person with a very similar profile does not. Researchers are studying possible cause and effect relationships between bulimia nervosa and other mental disorders commonly associated with it. Pinpointing the cause of bulimia has been proven difficult because the disorder has both mental and physical components, and it develops in many age groups, races, and socioeconomic classes in both sexes. One popular theory for the development of bulimia nervosa, the cognitive behavioral model theory, presumes that the affected person is unhappy with his or her body shape and associates feeling full with being fat. This perception triggers emotions of anxiety, depression, anger, and self-loathing. To the person with bulimia nervosa, purging or excessive exercise becomes a way of removing the fat feeling and undesirable feelings and emotions to go with it. The affected person feels better emotionally after purging or exercising, and the feeling of improved well-being positively reinforces the behavior. Some psychological risk factors, according to this model, are an individual's concern with his or her body size, shape, a propensity for perfectionism, and obsessive traits. Several other theories are grouped under interpersonal and sociocultural models. These theories stem from the observation that bulimia nervosa often coexists with another mental disorder, such as depression, and that an individual feels pressure from society, particularly peers, family members, and the media to be thin. This pressure, which may contribute to an often unrealistic perception of thin ideal and depression, may trigger bulimic behaviors such as purging after binge eating. The pathopsychologic model suggests that the brain chemistry causes the disorder. Levels of chemicals such as serotonin, some type of opioids, endorphins, estrogen, and a peptide called chloacetokinin have been found to be abnormal in individuals with bulimia nervosa. Abnormal levels of some of these chemicals are also found in people with other mental disorders, including substance use disorder. Eating can also cause changes in the levels of these chemicals. However, researchers have yet to show that these imbalances cause bulimia nervosa. The abnormal levels could be a result rather than a cause of the behavior. Models for the biologic basis of eating disorders are often being explored through family, twin, and molecular genetic studies. Family and twin studies have consistently shown that bulimia nervosa runs in families. Many recent molecular genetic studies have identified several possible genes, but no consistent association between a particular gene and bulimia nervosa has been conclusively proven. For example, a Japanese study published by Hashimoto et al. In late 2005 identified a particular gene, a type of growth hormone receptor, that occurred more often in patients with bulimia nervosa than in the study's control groups of individuals without an eating disorder, and in the study's other two groups, individuals with other types of eating disorders. The researchers concluded that this gene was a risk factor for bulimia nervosa, but not for the other eating disorders. These findings require confirmation by additional studies. Other studies from Japan and Europe published in 2005 suggested brain-derived neurotrophic factor as a susceptibility gene for eating disorders, and researchers have found lower than usual levels of the brain-derived neurotrophic factor in patients with bulimia nervosa. Several recent literature reviews have suggested a correlation between childhood abuse, such as physical, sexual, or emotional, and bulimia nervosa or other eating disorders. Schroeder and McDonald propose that the trauma of childhood abuse, particularly emotional and sexual abuse, could inhibit a person's impulse control and ability to control one's emotions, and development of eating disorder behaviors could be an attempt to cope with the negative emotions and beliefs developed as a result of the abuse. Further research is needed to develop these theories. Although eating disorder in the military population are not widely studied, a recent review concluded that the stressors of military life, including combat exposure, strict weight and fitness requirements, and military sexual abuse, might increase the risk of developing bulimia nervosa or another eating disorder. Traits common to people with bulimia nervosa have led to researchers to identify certain risk factors for developing the disorder. Issues about the body shape and size can arise, especially during physical developmental phases when bodies change rapidly. For example, girls who enter puberty early may be uncomfortable approaching menopause. May be uncomfortable about changes in their body size and shape because of rapid weight gain and sexual maturation that occurs sooner than their peers. Women in middle age approaching menopause may also experience body shape changes along with changes in family and social roles as children grow into adulthood and leave home. Major life role and body changes can lead to stress. Such stresses may contribute to development of bulimia nervosa in people with an additional risk factor for the disorder. Now, like I said, there's many risk factors for developing bulimia nervosa, such as, like I've mentioned before, genetics, the past history of abuse, early onset of menstruation, past weight issues, body image issues, depression, obsessive compulsive disorder, history of substance abuse, and military combat exposure. So thank you so much for listening to my second episode. Have a great day or afternoon or whatever time it is when you guys are listening to this.